You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall site on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. I hope wherever you are in this amazing planet of ours that you're having an absolutely sensational day and everything's going nicely for a change for you. It's, you know, it's cold and wet and miserable here again and winter, so I'm trying to brighten things up by wearing something bright and making myself feel like it might be a little bit of summer around the corner. But anyway, the Simply Tarot card of the week this week is the Judgment card. Now, look, the Judgment card is one of those ambiguous sort of cards where people sort of say to me, I don't really understand this card. Now, it's the card of decisions pending finality. Now, what that means is a decision that you need to make or you've been contemplating making for some time is now in the final stages. It's like we've now got to stand up and be counted. We've now got to say, this is it. This is the decision I'm making. Now, this can sometimes be the only decision that can be made under the circumstances. Now, sometimes when we go to make a decision, we're not clear cut. We sort of dilly-dally. We go toss it from one side to another and backwards and frontwards and upside down, just normal ways up. And we come to a conclusion that no matter which way we make the decision, somebody's either not going to like it, it's not going to be the outcome that we were hoping for, or whatever the case may be. But we know it's the only decision that we can make under the circumstances. And that's the important part, is knowing that this is the best decision, given every piece of information that we have, that this is the final decision, the best that we can do with what we have at hand. So if you do that, then you can walk away and say, I gave it my best shot. I deliberated, I delayed, I looked at it from every angle, and this was the best decision I could come up with given the circumstances and given what I was given to work with. So when you do that, then you can free yourself up from that and say, I can now move on. Now, interestingly enough, we've had a few planetary shifts in the last week astrologically, so it's sort of quite a big time astrologically, particularly when slower moving planets or things change from one energy to another. We really do feel it. It's like walking in a door one way and coming out the other side a completely different person. So first of all, happy birthday to all the Cancerians. It's a really important time of the year. There's lots of famous Cancer people that are born during this time. I have lots of family and friends that are celebrating birthdays at the moment. So happy birthday to all the Cancers around the world. And probably one of the most important ones, and it's not her birthday today, but one when we think of a Cancer and we think of Princess Diana. And, you know, that's something that I think the world will never, ever get over, is losing the people's princess like that. She was the epitome of what Cancer stood for. She was elegant. She was beautiful. She loved her children. She loved her home. But she was open to sort of love the world. And I think that's what made her so transparent, was the fact that everybody that ever had the good fortune of meeting her or being in her presence or just watching her on their television screens felt that love that came from Princess Diana. So when you think of Cancers, think of Princess Diana. So happy birthday again to all the Cancerians. So, you know, with the sun being in Cancer, it's their time to shine. It's their time to sort of get out there and strut their stuff and sort of be ready to take the world by storm. And, you know, sometimes Cancers are very underrated. People say, oh, you know, they don't really sort of, you know, get out of their own road. They're a little bit shy. They're a little bit this, they're a little bit that. Well, then you obviously haven't met too many Cancers like I have who can come across as being that way. Yes, they can, but they also have a very hard exterior that when they want something, they won't back down. You know, they might go sideways to go forward, but by heavens, when they've got their sights set on a target, there is nothing and no one that will stand in their way. They're one of the most determined signs to achieve their goals. And it's just that somebody keeps tickling me with a feather. It's just that they get sometimes not so much sidetracked, but they sort of need to build up their own inner security to say, I've got this, that I can achieve this, this is mine. And once they get that determination shell on, nothing and no one stops them. So happy birthday again to all the Cancers. Mercury, the planet of communication, is currently sitting in Cancer. It's in a stationary position, but it will be before too long about to start going retrograde for about 2.5 weeks, which is a normal time of the year. We have three Mercury retrogrades a year. I'll talk about that when Mercury does actually go into retrograde. But for the moment, Mercury, the planet of communication, is sitting in Cancer. So this is affecting all communication, no matter what your sign is, but predominantly the water signs, which is Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, and the opposite sign of Capricorn. So if you're in one of those four signs, please be very aware of how you communicate at the moment, because people do have their listening ears on. People are quite sensitive to what you've got to say. So don't put your gruff voice on. Put your happy, nice, kind, condescending voice on, and don't sort of snap at people, because I know sometimes when people aren't listening, we can get a little bit frustrated no matter what our star sign is, and we tend to sort of either speak louder or speak in a stronger tone. And sometimes that, you know, that person might be just thinking, and you're coming in like a bull in the china shop, and they think, oh, I didn't deserve that. So then they don't actually listen to you, or they don't respond or communicate with you, because they think, well, I'm not responding to somebody that's in a bad mood. So just be careful of how the tone is, particularly if you're one of those four signs. For the rest of us, we need to be aware as well that, you know, it's how we communicate, and people do pick up on your energy, and people do pick up on the tone in your voice. Not always are they listening to the words that you're expressing or what you're writing in an email or a text message, but they're looking for the energy around it or the tone in that, the way it's written or the way it's spoken. So be very, very careful of that. So the big news is Jupiter, the planet of expansion, opportunity and luck, has just moved out of Cancer and gone into Leo. So I can hear all the Leos doing the happy dance saying, you beauty, I'm going to win the lottery. No, not exactly. Jupiter brings opportunities into our lives. It says to us, expand our horizons, structure stuff, do the things that are important, but make sure that you keep an eye on that you're not over-exaggerating or overextending yourself. Make sure that it's within the parameters of what you can achieve and what you can deliver. Jupiter sometimes puts these grandiose ideas in our heads and makes us feel that we're infallible and we're worth more than what we actually are. But, you know, look, it's nice to have self-worth and it's nice to have confidence in yourself, but don't over-exaggerate what you're actually worth. You know, if you're going to your boss for a pay rise and, you know that you're probably only going to get $10 a week, but you're going to go in and ask him for 50 anyway, you might go in there and actually offend him and end up with nothing. Where if you go in there a little bit more humble but still confident and sort of say, look, you know, put a good argument across that I've been here at the company for so many years and I've been putting in these hours and I'm getting these results and I truly believe that I'm worth a bit more money, you might then be pleasantly surprised at what they'll offer. But if you go in there demanding and blowing your trumpet about how amazing you are without giving them reasons why you're amazing, you might get nothing. So just be aware of that. So Jupiter, the planet of luck and opportunity, sitting in Leo now for the next 12 months. It will wash over these other signs. So we're looking at Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, and the opposite sign of Aquarius. It will wash over the remaining eight signs, but nowhere near to the same extent as it's going to do with the fire signs. And the four that I mentioned, you know, three of those are fire signs and one air sign, but it will wash over all of those. It's going to be quite an exciting time. If you're one of the fire signs that I mentioned, Leo, Sagittarius and Aries, it's a time now in this next couple of weeks that sort of things are going to ramp up. Be very aware of opportunities that could land in your lap. Be very careful of how you communicate. If somebody says to you X, Y, Z, make sure you've got your listening ears on before you give an automatic answer, because you might just miss a golden opportunity by not paying attention enough. So I can't stress enough, please have your listening ears on. Listen very, very carefully. Don't answer unless you fully understand something. Don't just give an automatic, like an automatic reply on an email. Give a response that is validated by what the question was, because there's opportunities abound for sort of, you know, whether it's work or new other opportunities, there's other things around. Make sure that you read the fine print and you look at things very carefully. You listen to what people say before you give a final decision. So we have Venus, the planet of love and affection, is also in Leo. Now, this will go across the 12 signs. No matter what your star sign is, if you are looking to find a new partner, if you're looking to have love, you're looking to have someone special come into your life, don't go to the library. you know, it's very nice to go to the library and learn and gather knowledge and things like that, but you're not allowed to talk in the library. So with Venus being in Leo, Venus wants to strut its stuff. It wants to get out there and say, look at me, aren't I fantastic? It wants to be in a public place. It wants to be somewhere where it can be noticed and can sort of show off a little bit. So that's why I said don't go to the library. Make sure if you're out looking for love, get into different places. Go to different places to where you normally frequent. Go where there's going to be crowds of people. You know, go to a football match, go to a tennis match, go to a recital in the park, go to somewhere where there's crowds and crowds of people. You've got more chance of meeting somebody in a bigger environment like that where people are dressed up. They're going to something specific. They've gone out of their homes to go to a destination. They haven't just gone for a walk in the park. So that's really important. They're the strongest places that you may meet somebody that could end up being your life partner. Now we have Mars, the planet of action, is conjunct or holding hands Uranus. Now, Uranus and Mars has just gone into this sign of Gemini. Uranus has been there for a little while now, a couple of months. So it's interesting when you get two very lively planets like this that are conjunct or holding hands in an energy, it means that we need to be sort of very aware of the energy that's around us. So Mars is the planet of action. It's the planet that gets us out of bed, that gives us a kick up the pants and says, come on, let's get moving. Time to get going in life now. Conjunct or holding hands, which is Uranus, the planet of the unusual and the unexpected. Now, Uranus is like a bolt of lightning. It brings things into our lives very, very quickly. It can bring things in really suddenly that we weren't expecting, good or bad. So you need to be aware of that. It can either go either way. Now, with both of these being sitting in Gemini, Gemini's a really interesting energy because Gemini sort of is about wanting to gather knowledge. And it's not necessarily do I want to gather it all up and use it for me. It's like I'm going to be like a little bit like a butterfly. I'm going to flip from one situation to another. And I'm really, really interested in my local environment and gathering information about what's happening locally and how I can best improve that for me and maybe somebody else if I've got time. But, you know, it's more usually about me. And particularly when we're talking about the planet of Mars, conjunct or holding hands with Uranus, there's opportunities that could come no matter what your star sign is in this coming weeks that gives us opportunities to break the mold, to get out of things, out of situations that maybe we weren't as happy with. Maybe it's a new job, maybe you want to move residence, maybe you want some new friends, whatever the case may be. Mars is giving you that push to get up off the couch and say, I can make anything happen. While it's conjunct and holding hands, Uranus says, okay, I can clear the decks. I can clear the pathways. I can make things happen very, very suddenly. So no matter what your star sign, I'm going to ask you to err on the side of caution. I'm going to ask you to be very, very careful about what comes out of your mouth, because what comes out of your mouth may very well be picked up as being gospel, that this is exactly what you want from either of these two planets. And they say, oh, great, we'll make that happen. And it may not necessarily be what you want. You might just be venting. You might be a little bit annoyed with somebody or upset about something and you verbalized it and they've said, oh, great, that's what they want, so we'll make it happen. So be very, very careful of that. So predominantly, yes, it is going to affect the following signs. That's the air signs, which is Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, and the opposite sign of Sagittarius. But it will wash over the remaining eight signs, and everything that I've spoken about applies to everybody. It's not just exclusive for those four. So be very, very careful of what you verbalize, because these two planets are certainly listening. Finally, I want to wrap up with the moon. Now, I very rarely ever talk about the moon on this show because the moon moves every 2.5 days. It moves so fast that, you know, you've barely given a little bit of a prediction of what it's going to do, and then it's changed energies, it's changed signs. But this configuration before the show today, I thought was really important to talk about. So the moon is conjunct or actually holding hands with Capricorn. They don't like to sort of be seen as being weak or being emotional to them. To wear your emotions on the sleeve is to being weak. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of acknowledging the fact that you're human and that you do have emotions and you do get upset from time to time, or you do, you know, get scared or whatever the case may be. And you might be very, very happy. But what the moon is asking you to do here is to acknowledge the fact that whatever these emotions are, whether they're positive or not so positive, they are all part of the journey that you're on at the moment. And you need to acknowledge them and be aware of them and not be frightened of them. So, yes, I said this is all happening in Capricorn, but it is affecting all the earth signs, which is Capricorn, Taurus and Virgo, and the opposite sign of Cancer. So again, bringing in that Cancerian axis, that there could be some tricky emotional situations that you need to own or you need to be aware of. But be aware that it's almost like I've got a fire hydrant in there and I'm clearing out the emotional rubbish or the emotional trash, and we're clearing it right out of the soul. So this is why it's so important. Yes, it is washing over the remaining eight signs, but it's predominantly Capricorn at the moment and the other signs that I mentioned. But I think it's a very powerful situation. Look, it's only going to be there for approximately another 24, 36 hours. So please don't waste this energy. Take this opportunity to clear the cobwebs out of your emotions, particularly if you're a Capricorn. It is the time to show people your vulnerability. You know, it's not a sign of weakness. People are there to help. People are there to give you emotional support if that's what's needed, or support in other ways. But if you don't share and don't tell them, they're not mind readers. So until next week, as far as the astrology, that's where we're going to leave it. We're going to talk with Jennifer now in Arvana in Colorado in the USA. And I'm sure I've probably pronounced that wrong. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question I can answer for you, sweetie?
Yes, I am planning on moving here pretty soon. So I was just wondering how quick that's going to be coming into action, because we keep getting multiple different timelines.
Okay. Going into your soul and asking that question, I don't think it's going to be much before September. It's sort of like, yes, there's action, there's, you know, the preparation of getting ready for the move in July, August, but I don't actually feel the move itself will take place till September this year. And it's like, at this point in time, you're sort of thinking, oh, not that long, you know, it seems like forever. But let me assure you, the time will go quickly. And I think you'll see when you actually do get to the actual making the move, you'll look back and think, gee, I'm glad we didn't do that a little bit sooner. This wouldn't have happened, or we wouldn't have had that opportunity, or whatever the case may be. It's being delayed by fate, because it's going to be a better move then by just being delayed a little bit. But this move to me has been on your mind for some time. It wasn't just last week or this year. I think it's been something that's been building for a while. Is that correct?
Correct. We actually just relocated from New Mexico to mm-hmm. Colorado for me to finish my doctorate. And we've been put into a temporary housing situation. And we were told that within the next few weeks, we should be getting housing. But then we were also told it should have been yesterday. So that's kind of where
I still feel there's a delay around it. And I'm going to say, the delay is necessary. You know, like you might end up with a better house or in a better location. And it's like, yeah, look, another 6 weeks seems like 600 years. I appreciate that, but it'll be worth the wait. It's nothing that you've done wrong. It's just things haven't sort of panned out the way that everybody anticipated. And I just feel you end up in a better location in Colorado, in a better place that sort of, you know, you can get in there and you can unpack and you say, oh, good, I'm home. You know, like it really feels
finally,
like home.
Yeah.
The very beginning, you know, even though you got a mess and things to unpack and whatever, but that's how you feel when you walk in, where I think if it was a little bit sooner than that and they just put you in something else, you wouldn't have that same feeling. And this is somewhere you guys are going to live for a long time in Colorado. You know, this is where you're going to make home, and I mean real home. This is it. This is somewhere that the two of you really want to be, you know, you want to, I don't say necessarily grow old there. I think that's sort of probably a little bit premature to talk that way, but, you know, it's certainly not just a stopover. It's somewhere that we're going to put the taproot down. We're going to integrate into the community, and we're really going to enjoy being there. And I know you said you just finished your doctorate, but are you looking for another job? Because I keep seeing another job being sort of, it's like it's being offered to you and you keep pushing it away.
Yeah, I've had my own business for 10 years. I'm also a psychic. Mm-hmm. My own business for 10 years. I do mental health, intuitive readings, and Reiki.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying you won't stay doing something self-employed, but I keep seeing this job offer. Keep being offered to you.
I keep getting that signed too.
and you keep rejecting it. And then you, by about the third time it comes back to you, you think, oh, blast, I better look at this properly. You know what I mean? Like you've just opened the
email. Exactly. We took the jump as a leap of faith, and then I'm still not believing in myself. So I'm used to running like actual psychiatric clinics, you know, things I can actually have my hands on. So believing in myself is a little harder.
Yeah, it always is. But I'm going to say I think that you can blend too. I think you can work for yourself, but I think you also could take on a day job as well. Do you know what I mean? And it may not necessarily have to be a full-time job. You know, it might start out as full-time and then you can sort of scale it back as your side of the business grows, but still have your hand in both worlds. I think that's really important. I think that's for the balance of you. You need to have both, if that makes sense.
Correct. Oh, it does.
And it feels really good to me. I'm going to say that you're actually quite psychic, whether or not that's the word that you put on it, but you have very strong gut feelings. And I want you to start to listen to those a little bit more. Again, don't just dismiss them because, well, I haven't got time for that now, or that's not what I thought. Listen to what that first reaction is to something when it comes towards you or somebody offers you something. It doesn't mean that you have to take it. If I offered you a job and your first reaction was excitement, doesn't mean you got to take it, but you can explore what's on the table and then make a calculated, informed, wise decision. But being aware of how you felt at the beginning as being sort of like, correct, if it comes down to a 50-50 split, then you go with your gut. Well, it felt really good, so I'll go that way. But that's going to become sort of stronger. And I know that you're working with people's emotions and things like that, but I think you're going to find some different ways of being able to get to the bottom of people's emotions and help them help themselves more. It's almost like you're going to be pioneering a new technique.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be something that
and I do. That I tend to develop. Do that, but yes.
Yeah, but that's good, though, because, you know, not everything's got to be done by a textbook. If we just all followed the same rules, we'd never get any breakthroughs.
Amen to that.
We need pioneers. We need pioneers like you. Anyway, sweetie, that's where we're going to leave it. Congratulations on moving to Colorado. I'm sure it's lovely there and you'll have lots of fun.
So much.
Okay, we're going to talk with Lindsay now in Green Bay in Wisconsin in the USA. Are you there, Lindsay?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Lindsay. Do you have a question I can answer for you, please?
I have two different paths in love. And I am struggling to find clarity on what is the right choice.
I don't think either of them are, to be truthful. From what they showed me, they were showing me your two different pathways and they showed me an ending for both of them. That's sort of like, I think if we could take bits out of one and bits out of the other and create a third, I think we'd have the almost perfect relationship. But I think there's pros and cons for both of them. And this is why I think you've struggled with it so much, Lindsay, because neither one has really jumped out at you in a way that's the way I want to go. And it's hard because you have feelings for both of them in different sort of ways, and this is why you're struggling so much. But, sweetie, if either one was really the right person, they would come out stronger in the race, if I can put it that way. You would be more inclined or be more drawn to it. It's almost like it's equal at the moment. You know, one gets a nose in front and then the other one catches up and takes the lead, and it's like, that's why I didn't mean to sound so harsh, but I don't think either of them are the right match for you. I can actually see someone new coming in, but I don't think it's going to be this year. I still think you're going to have this little bit of tug of war about, you know, maybe Amanda was wrong. I like this one today and tomorrow I like the other one. That's okay. It's your life. It's your choice. But what I'm saying, as time progresses more and more and more, you're going to see more and more that neither one of these as an individual can give you what you need out of a relationship. There's always something lacking there. There's always something that you've got to put extra effort in. And it's like the scale isn't balanced. You know, they're not putting in equal effort as you are. When the new one comes in towards the end of this year or the early part of next year, it's going to be a very sudden situation. It's going to be something that you weren't expecting. And it's, you're not out looking for a relationship. It just happens. He's very tall, dark-headed, bit of a wave to the hair, twinkly brown eyes, really, really nice man, got a nice personality, and you're going to meet him in a random situation like standing in a queue at the supermarket or something like that, and he's really, really nice. But I think, you know, for the moment, I don't think you need to try and make a choice between the two that you've currently got your attention. You will see over time that there's less and less and less of a pull there towards either one of them. It's sort of like as each day goes past, it's like another piece of emotion disappears. It's like I have less interest. It's sort of like your eyes are being opened more than what they were. It's really tricky when you fall in love with two people, isn't it, Lindsay? You know, to sort of not want to hurt one or the other, but the person that's being hurt the most is you, because you're trying to be so fair to both of them that you're not being fair to you. And I think that's the lesson here, is that, you know, you need to look at what your needs are. What do you need out of a relationship? And then look at individually what these two gentlemen can give you out of your checklist. And I think you'll find there's not a lot from either side, from either man, that to your checklist of what you require in a relationship. You know, they might get 4 bullseyes out of 20, and that's not enough. You know, there needs to be more. There needs to be much more. But, you know, it's an interesting dilemma to be in. You know, you've got two that you're keen on, and then, you know, and other times in your life you've probably had no one. So, you know, it's all part of the journey. It's all part of the learning that we go through, that, you know, we understand where we're heading. So I hope that's helped you, Lindsay. I know that probably wasn't the answer that you were expecting, but that's what your guides shared with me for you. So that's where we're going to leave Lindsay. We've come to the end of the show again. Look, it's always a busy time here at A1R Psychic Radio, and there's lots of amazing psychics and healers over the next few days that you can tune in and binge watch, you know, shows back on YouTube and things like that. And everybody's here to help. Everybody's here that's got a different type of skill that they bring to the show, and different wisdom and different information that they want to share with you to help you grow. And that's part of the psychic healing industry, is we're all here to help each other. So, you know, we all have a different style, a different format. I'm very blunt, very direct, always have been. Not going to change now at my stage in life. But, you know, other people have a more gentler sort of approach. So, you know, you'll find your favourite psychic or healer and you'll follow them over the time. So as we come to the end of the show, each week I always feature a song. Now this week I'm going to be very self-indulgent and say my absolute ultimate favourite singer of all time, and he tops everybody since I've been a very, very little girl, is John Farnham. Now, John Farnham is turning 77 today. He's an Australian icon. He's somebody that we all just dearly love. But for people that have followed his career, as I have since a young girl, would know that he struggled after becoming so famous and the king of pop, and everybody loved him. He couldn't get anybody to book him to go anywhere. He played in clubs with, you know, three staff members in the cleaner and 6 people in the audience, and I felt sorry for him. I was at one of those concerts. But back in early 1980, with him feeling desperate and his career not going anywhere, he revised an old classic, an old Beatles song. He rearranged it, he slowed it down, and he sang it his way. And later on, he was given a message from a couple of the Beatles, but particularly John Lennon, who wrote the song and said that's the way it should have been sung. Now, that would have been the ultimate compliment to have the singer and songwriter of a song turn around and say they liked your arrangement of the song better. So I'm going to leave you with the birthday boy. He's 77 today and we love him dearly, with a Beatles song called Help. So do yourself a favour, go and listen to this version. It is very, very powerful. It's been picked up from all the different people that analyse singers around the world at the moment. He's the flavour of the month. But happy birthday to John Farnham. And this is one of my favourite songs of his, is Help. He's known around the world for You're the Voice, because he is the voice. So happy birthday again. Bye for now.